everyone, and welcome to English Digest. Today we're on our second day of our news unit, but before we find out what we're reading through today, let's find out who else is in the studio.
Hi everybody, it's Joe.
And my name is Lily. Hey Joe, would you say that you're a cat person or a dog person?
Well, I like both cats and dogs, but throughout my life I've grown up having cats around. I like cats kind of because, you know, they can be very affectionate, but if they want to be left alone, they just kind of do their own thing. But I do like dogs too.
Well, that's true. A lot of people, when they talk about the differences between cats and dogs, they'll definitely say exactly what you said about cats. Unfortunately, I'm allergic to cats, but today we're going to talk about a very special cat in the U.S. Now, the title of today's article is A Warm, Furry Goodbye, and we're going to find out exactly what we're talking about. So, listeners, if you haven't opened up your magazines, please do so as we read through today's article.
A warm, furry goodbye. Padded feet softly make their way through the halls of a nursing home in Providence, Rhode Island. Oscar the cat is checking on the patients just like the nurses who work there. Oscar was adopted from a shelter as a kitten to provide companionship to the residents. The staff soon discovered that when he sensed people dying, he would curl up with them and purr to comfort them. So far, he has accurately predicted the deaths of 25 patients to within a couple of hours. Most families are thankful for his ability and are grateful for his company. Nobody knows how Oscar makes his predictions. Some have suggested that there might be a special smell he picks up on. Others think he notices the same signs of death as the doctor does, such as labored breathing. The doctors and nurses who take care of Oscar have come to rely on him. He has helped many families get the chance to say a final goodbye to their loved ones. As one mother explained to her son, he is here to help grandmother get to heaven.
All right, listeners, so that was our article for today, A Warm, Furry Goodbye. And of course, after reading today's article, we know that we're talking about a very special cat, a cat who's able to, you know, let loved ones say goodbye to people in a nursing home. Well, let's take a look at the article, jump right into the first paragraph, which begins with, padded feet softly make their way through the halls of a nursing home in Providence, Rhode Island. So immediately, we know we're talking about a place in the U.S., a city called Providence, and there's a nursing home. Now, a nursing home is a place where senior citizens or elderly people, they can live there, you know, once they're a little bit too old or too weak to take care of themselves. Nursing homes are necessary mainly because, you know, a lot of the time you might have an elderly parent, but you can't look after them. They might need 24-hour care, so they might need to, you know, they might need to live in a nursing home instead. Well, here we're talking about padded feet. They softly make their way through the halls of this nursing home. And so, of course, you know, are we talking about people here? No, we're talking about an animal because a lot of different animals, actually, they have padded feet. For most humans, people, you know, you walk around, you're going to make some noise. People are going to know that you're coming. But for an animal, let's say like a cat, because their feet are padded almost, you know, there's a lot of meat on them. They're very, you know, they're very soft. They're able to walk around and not make a sound.
And this is because cats, you know, when cats are in the wild, they need to sneak up on their prey or on their food. They need to be very, very quiet. But the cat we're talking about today, he's just a house cat. He's a pet. And his name is Oscar. And when he's walking through the halls of this nursing home, he's checking on the patients, just like the nurses who work there. Now, in a hospital or a nursing home, whenever doctors or nurses, when they go from room to check on the patients, you know, they might do some tests, they might take their temperature or just make sure everything is going okay for the patients. We call that making the rounds or making their rounds. It just means going around to each room and checking on all the patients. And Oscar the cat, he's doing exactly the same thing. He's going from room to room and just checking on each patient in the nursing home and seeing how they are, just as if he were a doctor or a nurse going from room to room making the rounds in the nursing home.
Well, that's really nice because even though people, they might live in a very nice nursing home, they can still get kind of lonely. And here in this case, it's not just doctors and nurses around. They actually have a cat as well. Well, here we learn a little bit more about Oscar. Oscar was adopted from a shelter as a kitten to provide companionship to the residents. And so, you know, we talked about how nice it is that they have a cat in the nursing home. Well, he's actually there to provide companionship. He's there to keep people company so they don't feel so lonely. Now, he was adopted from a shelter. Now, when we talk about a shelter, when we're talking about animals, we're talking about a place that animals, you know, they go to if they've been abandoned, let's say, so they don't have an owner. And a shelter is a great place to pick up a pet, a dog or a cat, if you do want a pet, because this way you don't have to pay money. Usually shelters, they just want to make sure that animals can find a loving home. Well, Oscar, when he was just a kitten, basically a baby cat, he was adopted from a shelter, so he had been abandoned, he didn't have an owner, and the nursing home, I guess, adopted him because they thought it would be a good idea for him to be around and the elderly people would probably like him and they wouldn't feel so lonely.
And you see programs like this around in a lot of different places where they get, like, you know, cats or dogs as companions for people that need some kind of comfort, or they need to have something, you know, calming around them. And although Oscar, he did provide this, the staff, they soon noticed something else that was special about Oscar. They discovered that when he sensed people dying, he would curl up with them and purr to comfort them. So they discovered that when he sensed people dying. Now, if you sense something, it's like you're aware that something is happening. So somehow this cat, he was aware and he could sense that people were dying, that they were slipping away and about to pass on, and he would curl up with them and purr to comfort them. So he would maybe jump up in bed with them, and he would curl up. Now, when a cat, you know, when it sits down to go to sleep, it kind of curls itself up into kind of a little ball, and that's what we mean by curl up. And he would also purr to comfort them. Now, when a cat purrs, it's that deep sound that they make, kind of like purr, purr, kind of like that. It lets you know that the cat is very happy, very content to be there. So he would curl up with them just to, you know, perhaps provide some comfort for the person that was about to pass away.
Well, that's true. I think people who own cats, they really love it when their cats purr because the cats just look so relaxed and that means that they're happy. And in this case, I don't think it means that he's happy that people are dying, but the fact that people, when they hear that sound, they feel a little bit better. Because after all, even though these people probably, you know, when you're very old and you're about to die, you probably don't really know exactly what's going on. But in this case, it can just be nice because you know that you're not alone. Now, so far, he has accurately predicted the deaths of 25 patients to within a couple of hours. So far, we're talking about, you know, from up until now, he has accurately predicted, meaning he is able to basically tell people who is going to die. Now, he doesn't say anything because he's a cat, but he's very accurate, meaning that he is, you know, he makes a right guess most of the time. He predicts. When you predict something, it means you know that something's going to happen in the future. You believe it will happen. Well, in this case, it's the deaths of 25 patients because we are talking about a nursing home. And the fact is that in nursing homes, they do have to deal with death a lot because all of the residents are elderly people. Now, what's interesting is that he doesn't just, you know, he's not just able to see who is going to die very soon, but he's able to do that within a couple of hours, meaning that when he figures out who is about to pass away and he'll curl up on their bed and start to purr, probably in just a few hours after he does that, the person is going to die.
And the families of the people that are about to die, they're very grateful and very thankful to Oscar because it gives them this chance to say their final goodbye to the people that are about to die. I've been following this story, and what happens is that when Oscar curls up with somebody in the nursing home, the staff at the nursing home, they actually phone the family and let them know that probably the person is about to die. So it gives the family a chance to get to the nursing home and say their final goodbye to the person that is most likely about to die. So they're thankful for this ability, and they're also grateful for his company too, because It means that the person that is about to die doesn't have to die alone. They have Oscar the cat there curled up with them. You know, it's like this warm little furry cat curled up beside them, purring, providing perhaps some comfort. And some people say that he's like a guardian angel. Now, people say guardian angels from heaven that keep us safe, that guard us from danger. And people kind of use this to describe Oscar as well. They're saying he's kind of helping people get on to the next life. You know, some people believe in the afterlife, that the place you go after you die. And they're saying that Oscar is helping people get to that next world as well. So, of course, they're very thankful that he has this ability, because it gives them the chance to say goodbye to their loved ones, and grateful for the company he provides these people with as well.
Well, I think this is really important because for a lot of people, you know, they might have to put their parents or an elderly parent in a nursing home, and they want to make sure that they will be able to say their final goodbye. You know, a lot of people, they are really sad if, let's say, someone passes away, someone dies, and they're unable to have said goodbye to them before they passed away. Even though you're still going to be incredibly sad after they die, at least you know you got to say that final goodbye. All right? Listeners, that's it for the first half of today's article. Now it's time for some Chinese explanation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要看的呢是一只小猫，它能够在人要将死之前呢就先预知到，而且它给它的呢是给这样将死的病患是 a warm furry goodbye， 是一个毛茸茸的温暖道别。在句子的一开始呢，我们看到这一句的动词 make their way through， 其实在这里的 make 是有前进走的意思，所以呢 make their way through the halls of a nursing home。 Nursing home 指的呢就是安养院的意思。那前面我们提到了，如果你说 make one's way to， 就是有走到什么地方的意思。那么这只猫呢，它就跟一般的医生一样 checking on the patients， 其实 check on 就是有巡视跟仔细检查的意思。而 check 这个字也可以当作名词，所以当你做什么事情你希望能够再一次的检查，你就可以说Make a double check. 这只猫是怎么来的呢？原来啊 Oscar was adopted from a shelter. 其实在这里的 adopt 就是有领养的意思。而其实 adopt 除了常用的领养的意思之外，也有采用、采纳。所以你可以 adopt an idea， 或者是 adopt a policy， 采用一种行政的措施。那么其实有一个字叫做 adapt，A-D-A-P-T 则是解释成为改编的意思，而它是呢从一个这个猫的庇护所收容所被领养过来的。在这里我们可以用的名词 shelter 则是有收容所的意思，而 shelter 常用的也有避难，所以当我们说要躲避暴风雨，你就可以写 take shelter from a storm， 或者我们说 under the shelter of， 就是代表在怎么样的庇护之下。所以呢这只猫它的功能跟作用就是 provide companionship。 companionship 其实就是友谊、友好，有对于在这里安养院的居民提供了一种陪伴的作用。而不过呢是在这里的员工却发现啊，那么呢当他察觉到人们将死的时候呢，他会做一些动作。那么在这里我们看到 when he sensed people dying， dying 用的是一个 ving， 为了要配合前面 sense 则是有感觉，它是一个感官动词。而他所做的动作就是 curl up with them and purr to comfort them， 蛮特别的，他呢会陪伴在他们的旁边，而且发出一种低鸣声来安慰他们。那么有怎么样的一个准确度呢？ So far 到目前为止呢， He has accurately predicted the deaths of 25 patients to within a couple of hours。 他呢预测的这种准确度到达怎么样的程度，所以在这里我们就用了一个 to 的准确程度呢是 within a couple of hours， 也就是说在这些病患即将要死亡之前的几个小时他就能够预测得到。而我们常常讲到预测呢，我们还可以搭配的用法像是 It is predicted that we will have a warm winter， 据气象预测呢，我们会有一个暖冬，所以 predict 后面除了加名词之外，后面也是常常加子句，所以呢，这些病患的家属呢 are thankful for his ability。那么后面还有另外一个形容词 grateful， thankful， grateful， 这两个字呢其实都是有感谢感激的意思，而我们特别要说对某人感谢感激，我们可以说 be grateful to someone， 而在这里用介系词 for， 这是有表原因的意思。对于你的仁慈我相当的感激，你就可以说 I'm grateful to you for your kindness。
All right, it's time for a short break, but don't go away. When we come back, there'll be more on Oscar the Cat.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to English Digest. My name is Joe, and today Lily and I are on day two of our news unit,And our article today is entitled A Warm Furry Goodbye. It's all about a very special cat named Oscar, who lives in a nursing home in Providence, Rhode Island. Now, he acts kind of like a doctor or nurse would act. He walks around from room to room in the nursing home, checking on all the patients that live there. Now, unfortunately, in the nursing home, death is almost a daily part of life there. It's because people go there...When they're moving towards the end of their life, they're too old and too sick sometimes to take care of themselves, so they go there so they can be comfortable in the last stages of their life. And Oscar helps them to be comfortable too, because he has a very special ability. They found out that he can actually predict accurately to within a couple of hours when patients there are going to die.And what he does is, when he senses that somebody is about to pass on, he curls up with them and he purrs. He makes that sound that a happy cat makes to kind of provide them with some comfort, and he makes sure that they don't have to die alone. And what's more, now that the doctors and nurses there are aware that he has this ability, whenever he curls up with somebody in the nursing home, they can actually phone the relatives and the family of the person,and make sure that they can get there in time to say goodbye to the person that is about to pass on. So it's a very special ability that this cat has, and he really has, you know, captured the headlines of late in the United States. Everybody's talking about this cat that knows when people are going to die.
Well, that's true, but what's interesting is that people aren't really sure about how Oscar's able to make his predictions. That's why in the third paragraph, we begin with nobody knows how Oscar makes these predictions. Of course, as we mentioned before, when you predict something, it means you say, oh, this is going to happen in the future. Now, it's not quite like a weather forecast, but it's a similar kind of idea where you don't know for sure because it hasn't happened yet, but you're basically making a guess. The thing is, though, that people really don't know how Oscar the cat, he's able to make these predictions, how he knows that someone is about to die because he's really accurate. Now, some have suggested that there might be a special smell he picks up on. So this is one example. This is a possibility. They don't know for sure if this is exactly the way that Oscar the cat knows if someone is going to die. But this is just, you know, this is one kind of possibility. So some people have suggested that there might be a special smell. So, for instance, when a person is just about to die, it's possible that their body gives off a certain smell that humans can't necessarily smell.But animals, because animals, their sense of smell is usually much better than humans, they're actually able to pick up on and they're actually able to smell. So it's possible that Oscar, when he smells a particular kind of smell, he knows that a patient is about to pass away.
Well, another idea is that he notices the same signs of death as a doctor does, such as labored breathing. So...When people are about to die, of course, they go through certain things and certain things happen. Now, one of those things that happens is the breathing becomes more labored. It means it becomes more difficult to breathe, so the patient starts breathing a little bit slower and a little bit slower. And some people think that Oscar can actually notice these things too, just like a doctor would notice. and the doctor would know that the person was about to die, Oscar can pick up on those things as well. He can notice labored breathing. He can notice changes within the body because, you know, animals have heightened senses like we were talking about before, the sense of smell, sense of sight, sense of hearing. Maybe he can sense these things using some of those heightened senses as well. So we don't really know for sure how he can predict these deaths, but there's a couple of ideas, one being the special smell that he might pick up on, and the other being that he can actually, you know, sense things that a doctor would be able to come up with just by examining the patient. So he knows somehow that these patients are going to die. We just don't know exactly how.
Well, the doctors and nurses who take care of Oscar have come to rely on him. Of course, the nursing home has a lot of doctors and nurses to take care of the patients, but the doctors and nurses also take care of Oscar. They were probably the ones who rescued him from a shelter when he was a kitten because they thought he would provide companionship to the residents. Well, they take care of Oscar and they have come to rely on him, meaning maybe at the beginning this wasn't the case, but over time and because they're able to see that Oscar's able to make these predictions, well, they actually rely on him right now, meaning they actually look to him to find out who is going to die next.
Well, one of the most important things that Oscar does is he helps many families get the chance to say a final goodbye to their loved ones. Now, this is very important for people when they lose somebody. They want just the chance to say that final goodbye. They want to be able to be by their side when they die so they don't have to die alone. They want to say the things that they've always wanted to say to them before they go, because after that, you can't say those things to them in person. So he gives them that chance to say the final goodbye to their loved ones. It's something that we call closure that people can get. It just means they have some kind of finality to it. They can say what they want to say, tell the person maybe that they love them and how much they appreciated them over the years and knowing them, how important they have been to each other. So Oscar gives them that chance because otherwise, sometimes people just pass away quickly and then all the other person is left with is like a phone call saying, well, so-and-so has passed on. And then later they often wonder, well, I wish I could have said goodbye to them. I wish I could have said this or I wish I could have said that. Oscar gives them the chance to say those things by making his predictions.
Well, that's true. And for elderly people who live in nursing homes, usually they're probably not very aware of what's happening. You know, they might not even know if their family members are next to them saying goodbye. It's really more for the family members because they feel a lot better. Even though it really is a sad occasion, they're able to say that final goodbye. And even if their relative, the person who's about to die, even if they don't really know for sure that their family is around them, the family feels better because they feel like, oh, we're here for you in your final moments. We're able to say our goodbye. And the great thing is that Oscar is able to help them. Now, as one mother explained to her son, he is here to help grandmother get to heaven. So here we have an example, a mother who was probably visiting, you know, her own mother or maybe her husband's mother. She was explaining to her son, so she was probably saying something, you know, to the effect, trying to explain why Oscar was there, because maybe this young boy was thinking, oh, that's strange. Why is it that we're here to say goodbye to grandma, but there's this cat sitting on her bed? And his mother was just explaining to him, well, you know, it's a good thing. Because of this cat, we're able to come here, we're able to say goodbye. But she also explains that, you know, he's here to help grandmother to get to heaven, maybe, you know, comforting her son so he feels good about the fact, or at least, you know, not too sad that his grandmother is passing away.
Well, this is really interesting because you always hear stories of animals being able to sense things that humans cannot. So it's interesting to hear about Oscar the cat, who can actually predict death more accurately than any doctor or any nurse can. It just shows that sometimes animals are aware of things that we might not be aware of. So we should, you know, pay attention to what animals are doing because sometimes they know more than we do.
Well, I think you might be right. All right, listeners, now it's time for some Chinese explanation.
没有人知道到底呢这只猫是怎么样 makes his predictions, 怎么样能够预测到病患的死亡。在这里的后面的两个句子的开头，一个是 some, 一个是 others， 分别指的是有一些人这么认为，而另外一些人这么认为。我们要搭配的就是 some 跟 others。 有些人认为呢，也许会有一种特殊的气味是他能够注意察觉到的，在这里我们就讲到 a special smell he picks up on。Pick up on 就是有注意的意思，而其他的人则认为呢，他可以注意到一些 the same signs of death， 就跟医生一样都可以注意到有一些相同的死亡征兆，譬如说是 labored breathing。 Labor 是其实呢当作动词有努力辛苦的意思，所以名词 labor 就是劳力咯。那么呢，像女生在分娩的时候，我们也可以用 labor 这个字，而在这里的 breathing 则是动名词，指的是呢呼吸的意思。所以渐渐的呢，大家呢都能够去更依赖这只猫的预测。我们在这里看到强调过程的转变，我们用的动词 have come to rely on him。当然这些家属呢是能够抓住这个最后的机会来向他们挚爱的人来 say goodbye， 就好像妈妈跟她的儿子所说的，其实这只猫是来帮助她的祖母进入天堂。在这里的 explain， 那么我们要注意的是 explain something to someone， 我们要搭配的介系词就是 to。
Alright, listeners, so today we read through the article A Warm Furry Goodbye, and we learned about Oscar the cat, who lives in a nursing home in Providence, Rhode Island. Now, he's not just a regular cat. I mean, originally, the doctors and nurses, they brought Oscar into the nursing home because they thought that he would be able to, you know, provide companionship for the residents. But instead, he actually has kind of a new job, a new function. He is able to tell if a patient is going to pass away.To within just a few hours. And this is really great because it gives family members a chance to say goodbye to their loved ones.
And they don't know exactly how he does it. They think maybe he might pick up on a certain smell, or he might be able to notice the signs of death just like a doctor would be able to. But it doesn't really matter. What does matter is that he gives people the chance to say that final goodbye. He allows people to get some closure and just to be there for their loved ones when they pass away. So he's performing a very special and very important service for the people who have family members in this nursing home in Rhode Island.
All right, listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's article. Please remember to join us next time on English Digest. Until then, my name is Lily.
And I'm Joe.
Goodbye.